And the Torah in choosing that, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Right, good evening, everyone. Good evening. Here in the Santa Shaila, just before we begin just a few Shailas of the 3 weeks. Here's a Shaila that happened just this Shabbos, where you have one of the roads in town had a very severe flood. Can't call it severe flood, it was flooded. And it was near a shul, actually, and lots of people couldn't even go past, they had to go the other way. And there was a non-Jewish person that lived right by the flood, and he was getting agitated by one of the cars which were in front of the house. And he really wanted it away for the drains to be freed in order that it should go down. It was a bit of a situation over there. And he knocked on to his neighbour, a Jewish neighbour, they get along very well. And he said, you know, can you move your cars? He said, actually not, you know, we actually ask you to come round, you know, every so often to switch off this, switch off that, you know, obviously b'derech remez, certainly we can't move the car for you, right? So he said, okay, but, you know, can I do it then? You know, you trust me with your air conditioning, let's trust me with your car. So, interesting, can you give, and there was no problem of trust over there, they were getting on fine. And the key was over there, there was no problem with it. Can the Jewish person, the Yiddish person, give the key to the non-Jewish person, who's a trusted person, older person, and to move the car so that the water should go down? It was bothering him because the water was going into his front garden. There was a whole situation from the rain. Well, even before Marisayin, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about a case in Shin Zayin, a very interesting case. Shulchan Aruch says, you have a piece of meat which belongs to you. You paid a heavy price for it. Go to the shops, you'll see it cost an arm and a leg. And Shulchan Aruch says, you can't give the piece of meat to a goy on Shabbos and say, go and cook it for your benefit. So it's in Shulchan Aruch. Shin Zayin Sif Chafalav. Osa loy mele goy b'Shabbos, heilech boso zeh, u bashel oise letzorekecho. Shulchan Aruch says also. And the Mishabru explains, because it's something that you can't do yourself, and it's your chayfetz, therefore you can't tell the goy to do something on your chayfetz which you can't do. Very interesting, Issa v'amir l'akum. And therefore it could be that... very good. So ezok d'achilik already. Ezok d'achilik. The Shulchan Aruch was talking about where I took the initiative and I knocked onto my neighbor and I gave him the piece of meat. Well, that's the Shulchan Aruch's case. And our case is a faket, when my neighbor comes to me and just takes my key. What happens if he just takes my key? Do I have to stop him? Interesting. Zot l'choch chai odom on the sif, that hua din you have to be moicha if he takes your chayfetz, if he takes your bosor, and he starts cooking it. That's how far it goes. I just want to share with you, it's not so set in stone like this. Because let me ask you a basic fundamental kasha. This sif is telling you that you can't tell a goy to cook a meat, to cook meat for his soirach. So hang on a second, how do we ever ask a goy to come, b'derech remez, to come to our house, and you got the air conditioning blasting and everyone's shivering away, and word has it that the poskim in England are mekel to be meramas to a goy. You tell a goy, you know, it's freezing in my house, it'll be amazing if it was off, and he tells you, yeah, should I turn it off? And you obviously stay away from saying yes. Yeah, see, you say the story again, you know, it's cold, it'll be amazing if it was off, and he comes along and switches off. We know that such a thing. A lot of people are mekel here in England. I know in Eretz Yisrael a lot of poskim are machmir, but the Maisa, Rebbe Falk, among many other poskim in England, were very mekel about the shaylat. But their remez, to ask a goy to switch things off, was something which is known to be okay. Right, a person has the heating on and it's a bit hot or something, he asks the goy, but their remez, to come and switch it off. Why are we saying that there's a problem here to tell a goy to cook bosa for himself, when we're busy telling goyim, b'derech remez, to come to our house to do things for us? Switching off the fan, switching off the heater, right? How does this stem with this Sivan Shulchan Aruch? Doesn't really go. I have to tell you that Rebbe Falk, when I was a bocher, going back when I was 18 years old, he went to Yachikala, and he came back on a high. He was very excited about a chiddush that he discusses with Rebbe Heller from America, he also discussed there, and he was very excited about this kasha was debated in Yachikala, that this is a general question. How can you ever ask a goy to come to your house where in Siman Reish Mem Daled Shulchan Aruch gives you a whole list of problems? You can't have a goy coming to in the basis role, you can't have a goy doing anything. And there's so many see from there which is a problem. So how are you miyashavit? And Rabbi Falk came up with a chiluk to say that all the cases that Mishabrua is machmir is only when it's a malocha, when he comes and does malocha for you. He's cooking, he's doing works in your house, all things which are a lengthy amount of time that it takes it to finish off the process. Whereas when it's just a flick of a button, switching off the heating, is it this button, that button, switching off it? So then, that's not considered beged malocha. That is the yisoid, which I discussed this with Rabbi Heimlich, also he showed me also Makrev, or Shteta Zazach. It's a fundamental yisoid. It answers a lot of problems, because in Shulchan Aruch, tells you loads of cases. You can't have a goy doing malacha bebeis Yisrael. So how can we ask a goy to come and switch off things? That's because that's not a malacha. So it could well be over here. When it comes to moving a car, you have to know. If the reason why Shulchan Aruch didn't allow you to tell a goy to cook, it could be that's begad a malacha. But if it's not begad a malacha, moving a car, it's not so clear. If it is begad a malacha, that's where you might have a bit of leeway. Either way, coming to the strict halacha lemaisa, what happened? The Chai Odom who said that you have to be Moicha is not a Dover Muskim. Your Chilek that you said before, that the Sif is talking about where you instruct the Goy, you take the initiative and go Lechatchila to the Goy. Oh, but who said if the Goy comes to you to ask, who said you have to be Moicha? Efsir should just say, you know, get the keys over there and just leave it like that. Therefore, if there's a need and it's, you know, the Goy is getting agitated and it's like a real need, it would be a Mokum Lahokka they bring down from a few poiskim, the Hanskis bring from a few poiskim, which are Chodik and the Chaya Adam, in which case that would be okay. Lamaisa, what happened was the neighbor just said, you know, well, it's just not, it's not, whatever, it just brushed off and it was fine. There was no extra need, you just got on pushing the water some other way and it worked out. But if there was any other need, the Maisa, you would have your chilek that you mentioned before, that's a Geshmak chilek. Okay, so we're ready for the next point.
I'm trying to interrupt you. If the non-Jew, if the non-Jew is allowed to go in a car on Saturday, I've got a friend who lives in my house. So is the non-Jew allowed to go take him in the car when a non-Jew is allowed to drive?
That's a good shayla. That needs a separate topic in itself. A Yom Tov doing Malacha, which we'll have to discuss this. Boys, our next shayla we've got like this. Okay, you should know today is Amazon Prime Day. I don't know if anyone knows Amazon Prime is. Amazon is Amazon, and then Prime, if you are paying a membership of £7 a month, £8 a month, then you get special things. They talk you into things, yeah. One of the things they talk you into, obviously they're the ones making the money, not you. The Amazon Prime is that there's 2 days, today and tomorrow, which is Miyuchat, that's got very special deals, or they talk you into thinking that's special deals, and then you go and buy. So people want to know, a few people are asking, today is the 3 weeks, and they want to buy. Now that they see there's big deals, Amazon Prime deals, they're getting, you know, 30% off. Can they go ahead and buy things they always wanted? They always wanted that camera, £400-£500 one, down to £350. They always wanted that. I don't know what plasma. I don't know what they're after, right? They want. So, is it okay to go shopping and purchasing expensive items in the 3 weeks? So really interesting that there's no real issa in buying expensive things. There's only an inyan to avoid making the bracha of shechiyonu. Shulchan Aruch tells you in the 3 weeks avoid making shechiyonu. And everyone tutzach the gaon fret the kash of the Shulchan Aruch. Since when is a person who's an oval not allowed to make shechiyonu? Shteita halacha mufurish. That if a person whose father passes away, who's a oisha, what state in the Shulchan Aruch, a Gemara, state that he makes a bracha dino emes, and he makes a bracha sheikh, he's now got access to millions of pounds. So the tutzach, why nowadays we don't have that minik. Since when can an oval not make a shechiyonu? Why should there be a problem making shechiyonu in the 3 weeks? Abulamaisa, Shulchan Aruch state there's nochin limonat not to make a shechiyonu in the 3 weeks. So if a person doesn't make a shechiyonu, either because he's buying something not for himself only, but for other people, he buys a car. So Ramosha, if you buy a car for you and your family, so then you're benefiting other people, you give a lift every so often, you make a brocha hatova ameitiv. You won't make a brocha shechiyonu. If that, some people don't make a hatova ameitiv. But if a person buys a nice car, it could well be you should make a brocha teva meitiv. As a state, really, that's taka state. So only to avoid shachiyonu. But if a person's not making shachiyonu anyway, or even if you make shachiyonu on a suit, you know a lot of people still make shachiyonu on a suit. But that suit is usually for Shabbos, which the Mishabru tells you on Shabbos you're anyway allowed to. So Shabbos you can make a shachiyonu. Mishabru's makel, since some place can anyway make it on Shabbos, and in fact the Gaon was stamazoy chelik on the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, me'ikadin, a person can go ahead and make these big purchases. Someone who's having a bas mitzvah and the parents want to buy their daughter a very nice, a very expensive item. I don't know, a boy is turning, having a birthday and he wants to buy one of these scooters. Yeah, okay, so yeah, it can done sign if it's dangerous, not dangerous. And then you want to buy an expensive thing. Is there any problem? It doesn't seem to be a real issue. If they make a shechiyonu, then it could be a problem. But if you don't make a shechiyonu, there doesn't seem to be much of a problem. There is an Eli Rabba that some bring. That says to avoid buying expensive suits. I know if you look in some schools, they come back with a sign saying that you don't do four things in the 3 weeks. You don't have chasnas, you don't have cut hair, you don't listen to music, and you don't buy expensive clothes. As I state in the Kisvei HaTashba, Tinokas Shabbos Rabban, some schools. And therefore, so medav tanzain, if that's a real issue, Mishabros especially avoids this problem, and he make hadin, it should be okay. There shouldn't be much of a problem in the purchasing. In the 9 days, purchasing is also, even if it's not expensive. The Moshe Mishabru tells you not to buy even socks, things which are not so expensive. In the 9 days, everything's also. But on the flip side, in the 3 weeks, it could be that everything be'etzim is okay to buy just a. Now, the sale is interesting. The Amazon Prime, back to Amazon Prime, it's Thursday, okay. That means even in the 9 days, if, look, you should know Amazon Prime, they're so catering for everyone that they even found out that their religion in the Jewish people have got the 9 days coming up, so they even made it a bit earlier. But if, let's say, they didn't know the Heta, that you could, that if it's so, such a big deal, if it's a deal that you're allowed to purchase even in the 9 days. But were Amazon Prime not to, if they were to make it in the 9 days, that really the halacha would be, it's such a substantial amount of discount, it could well be that that's okay to purchase in the 9 days. That would have been okay, because you've got this heta of the Mishabur mentions a few times. Next point, let's go on to the next point. Shaila is, someone today wants to know, you know, the weather, everything's getting to him, and he needs to just go out. He needs to go out. For a bit of a, he needs to go himself. He doesn't want to know anyone. He wants to go out at Yule. He wants to go out by himself in the countryside. Everyone's got his farm, their farm that they find, and they go around. And he just wants to. How do you say in Yiddish? Spatzi. But without anyone. Yeah, spatzi. So interesting is that the Maaseh Mishabura says that to go yichidi, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. That to go yechidi during Yemei Amitzorim, Mishabrut Shochanoch state that a person should avoid going yechidi in all the 3 weeks. It brings the end of Tokuf Nun Aleph, it states the Mishabrut, Tzorech Lizoi, Mishiva also Batamas, Atishabov, Shleleilech yechidi, from when? Me'arba Shois, from Sofsman Tvila, Atisha Shois, till the ninth hour. So interesting that if a person does want to go to a shpatzi, it's interesting that by night, already from the ninth hour, there wouldn't be a problem. So if a person wants to go at 7 o'clock in the evening, wants to go for a shpatzi by himself, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. But Maaseh Shulchan Aruch state from the fourth hour till the ninth hour, it's often a Shulchan Aruch mishum shabahem ketef meriri shoylet. I don't understand these inyanim, but a Shulchan Aruch state there's an inyan to avoid that. Unless he goes with someone else. But someone told me he likes to go for 4 hours a 4 hour walk. But this is such a thing that it could be you have to avoid it. If it's in town, then the person will be okay with it. But if it's out of town, another thing is, another shaila is, which is not so common in Manchester, but the Zalocha, because we don't have much sun in Manchester, but the Mishabura says that there's another interesting Alocha during these days of the 3 weeks. Shaloi leilech bin chama letzel, not to walk between shadow and sunlight. That says, if a person is walking down, I remember when I was going to Meir, this was always in the gear, a lot of times the sun was bang in the middle, and you got a whole string of shops and everything. So if you're walking down Malchi Yisrael, when you're walking on the pavement, you could typically be walking for like 10 minutes down the whole Malchi Yisrael, with part of, I remember, it stuck with me that, you know, my head was on the, you can see the shadow on the road, and you can see, and part of it was in the shade. And this, in the 3 weeks, we don't understand such things. The Maaseh Mishabur brings it down. There's an Indian to avoid going to Chama Letzel. Obviously, if you want to cross the road, and it means you have to cross a little bit, Chaim Kanievsky mentions that's not going to be the Akbada. Let me just finish off, that you've got here, a lot of people are looking into renting out holiday houses. They're renting out holiday. They're trying to find holiday houses. Now, ideally, you should have already found a holiday house by now. But a lot of people leave it to the last minute. They can't find it. They can find it. They're not sure what they're going to do. Is their camp? Is not. The kids are now. They're finding out that now, finally, they're looking into the Airbnbs. They're looking into what's available the last minute, and they're trying to book for themselves a holiday house. It's very interesting to Shaila that someone had very got into sun that the holiday house that he was looking into, in the front garden, there was a very nice pond. A very nice pond with water, and it was actually quite deep. It was deep. It was like higher than less, just under shoulder height. But it was a very beautiful pond, a very nice pond, a very calming pond over there. And it's very interesting. It's very interesting. Shaila, it was lower than 10 tefachim. It was higher. And the shaila over here is that is there chiyuv maka, and especially they had children which are going there. So here they have a holiday house, and in the front garden they've got a nice lake style, a very small lake. I don't know, like a pool style, which is more than 10 tefachim. And the shaila is there chiyuv maka? Now the real chiyuv maka, you know, this is quite important halacha. Certain holiday houses that you go to, especially the old ones, the old good old ones, you'll find that if you go up the stairs, the banister is quite low. They've ruled them out a lot nowadays, because nowadays on any report, any home buyer's report, they'll flag it up to say it's quite dangerous. But especially all the old ones will have a very low banister. It's very interesting when it comes to the chiyuv maka. The pashas apostim is that the chiyuv is on the soicha. A lot of postim in Knesset Gedolah holds that just like mezuzah, the chiyuv of mezuzah is a chiyuv on the soicha, so too the chiyuv of maka is a chiyuv on the soicha. So if a person rents out a holiday house, a good old holiday house, he goes up the stairs and it's got one of the banisters, which is quite a low banister. It's quite motzoi by the older houses, Victorian houses. You'll find a very low banister. And there, it could the Knesset HaGdolah state that the chiyuv maka is a chiyuv on the soicha. So it could be that you're sitting, you're renting out a very nice holiday house, in a very beautiful, and it's got a very low banister. It could well be that there's an Indian to put something there to make sure it's 10 tefachim. It's very, very interesting that on the way up the stairs, there's a very nice Tshuva Mechzel Yol to say that the gag. That the Chiyuv Maka is only Al Gabi Mokum Dira. And over here, okay, so the time's cutting us out. So we have to, Ein Machzel Yor, the last Tshuva, Machzel Yor Chelik Aleph, that he mentions, goes through this Barucha, and it can go down, there could be an Indian to put something there, a suitcase in there, or something which is going to be marsh. Go ahead.
You don't have immediate here, you don't stay in the 30-day grace period as well.
I should have mentioned that.